For 90 years, Lansing's Grosbeck Golf Course has been a destination for golfers looking for a challenging 18-hole course. But according to Mayor Virge Bonero, it's costing too much money, about $600,000 a year out of the Lansing Parks millage.
We're trying to keep Grosbeck open. And so the question is, how do we keep it open and keep it a viable facility that doesn't cost taxpayers a ton of money?
His solution is to transfer management of the course from the city to Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, or LEPFA. The agency already manages the Lansing Center, Lansing City Market, and Cooley Law School Stadium. So the golf course would still be subsidized, but the idea is that under LEPFA, the subsidy would decrease over time. He proposed this transfer in his 2018 budget proposal, but the council took it out when they approved the budget.
Adoption of the final portion of the budget, Councilmember Brown Clark.
And the mayor vetoed their decision. And there's one more thing. The mayor wants a new entrance to Grosbeck Golf Course from Grand River, which would involve a paved driveway through Ormond Park, situated just south of the course. The park has a small playground, a basketball court, and lots of green space. It's also the site of a large esker, a ridge of sand and gravel deposited by a glacier. Grosbeck residents say this road would virtually ruin their park and be a danger to the children who play there.
It'll be a collision course for kids, even if they use only half of the park for the road.
That's resident Mary Stanford.
And they play in this esker. Yes. They're up there all the time. They play hide and seek. They build forts. They come running down these hills.
Yep.
And if there's a road there, there's just no way that's going to be safe.
But it seems preliminary steps have already been taken to pave this road through the park. This troubles the chair of the park board, Veronica Gracia Wing. She says an entrance is in the park board's master plan, but it hasn't been approved. And she's concerned because it wasn't listed in the new budget.
This was not identified in the 2017 and 2018 CIP budget. What the city presented was a contribution from the park's millage for a cement pad and tent or potentially pavilion at Grosbeck.
And she says the plan to transfer management to LEPFA was never run by the park board before going to the city council.
LEPFA doesn't really have a track record of gainful management of these assets. And if our millage dollars are going to continue to subsidize this, I'd prefer to see it in our management, so at least those dollars are directed at an asset that's actually ours.
We took these criticisms back to Mayor Bonero. He says that people who say LEPFA has a bad record don't have all the facts.
There isn't a convention center in the country, virtually, other than maybe Vegas, that makes money. Convention centers are subsidized. The only question is how they're subsidized. Now, the reason why people feel the pinch with our Lansing Center is because it's subsidized out of the general fund. Most convention centers are subsidized out of the bed tax, the hotel motel bed tax. So we have kind of a backward system here. That doesn't mean that LEPFA should be disparaged. That doesn't mean LEPFA is not doing a good job.
And when asked where the money for the entrance would come from, the mayor deferred to his chief of staff, Randy Hannon, who said via email that the money would come from a fund listed in the current fiscal year's budget, not the upcoming one. This isn't the first time a paved golf course entrance through Ormond Park has been a point of contention. Back in 2001, the city tried to do it, but it didn't happen because of strong opposition from the public. And the opposition is still there. Here's Mary Stanford again.
In the past, they called it a road, and they had to have a public hearing, and the public didn't like it, so they couldn't follow through. This time, they're calling it an entrance, which apparently means that they get away with trying to put a road through without calling it a road. So they don't need to do a public hearing, they think.
But Mayor Bonero says the Ormond Park driveway is a separate issue and will happen even if the deal with LEPFA doesn't.
Change is difficult for people, whether you're putting up a sidewalk or putting up a new entrance to a park. It's change. It means perhaps a tree has to come down. What people are used to looking at will be different. And that can upset people. But the fact of the matter is, I did not make this up. I did not create this, but I'm implementing it. I am the implementer.
For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.